1993, when he was 19, Eric Hendrickson sexually assaulted a woman he didn't know. He was high on homemade methadone at the time. He served 7 years in prison for the assault, and in 2001, the day he was scheduled for release, his mother, Diane, learned the state had diagnosed him with a mental disorder and planned to commit him as a sexually violent person.
He was supposed to be home that day, and then I got a call saying that the proceeding for commitment was going to take place, and he was taken to the Marathon County Jail and held.
He was committed in 2002 and has been at Sand Ridge ever since. His mother says Eric has had a drug addiction problem since he was in middle school, but she's never understood how he became diagnosed with a mental disorder that makes it likely he would commit another sex crime.
He saw doctors and counselors and went into outdoor survival programs. We use whatever resources were available, and never through all of that did we ever have any kind of diagnosis of a mental disease or disorder.
Eric has been in trouble at Sand Ridge for using marijuana. The center does offer Narcotics and Alcoholics Anonymous meetings run by outside organizations, but it has no formal drug abuse treatment program, something Eric's mother believes would help him and many other patients at the center who also committed crimes while under the influence.
One needs to be available there, so when these people finally have a day of reckoning where they no longer can deny they have a problem, that there's something out there that they can go to and grasp and hang on to.
Sand Ridge administrators say they plan to start a drug abuse program soon, but Director Deborah McCulloch says many patients at Sand Ridge don't accept their mental health diagnosis and blame their behavior on other things, like drugs.
There are some patients here who will say they are everything but a sex offender, so their problem, according to them, is they need this other kind of treatment. If I could only get substance abuse treatment, then I would no longer be a risk. I'm not a sex offender, I'm an addict.
Racine attorney Bob Peterson has helped win release for several Sand Ridge patients. He says the criteria for committing someone to the center are sometimes applied too broadly and focus more on the nature of the offender's original crime than on the risk the person will do the same thing again after release from prison.
It is possible that individuals can be caught up within situations that aren't truly indicative of their risk. This is supposed to be about if you have a mental condition at the present time, and what your risk is now, not what you did in the past.
Eric Hendrickson says he's not a risk anymore and is following the rules at Sand Ridge and complying with treatment. And his mother says it's time for him to come home.
Eric's been gone for so long. Here I am. I mean, it's like, what? 20 years have passed. This is not right.
The staff at Sand Ridge say the law keeping Eric locked up is protecting public safety, but it also offers hope to patients and their families. They say if they work on changing themselves, their risk level will go down and a court will eventually release them. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.